Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's a good thing that you're here. It's good that you're here because we got some good stuff for you lined up straight ahead. We got a new friend, Tracy Eden, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Tracy Eden is National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group, which is a company that helps companies like yours and mine when they need help capitalizing their business, either through factoring or accounts receivable financing. What is the difference? Well, you're going to have to hang around for a few more minutes to learn that. Tracy Eden, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Tracy, one of the things that I have said this week, I've said it every week for the last almost 12 years, and I've known it for a lot longer than that. Capital that small business owners have to get from somebody else is always expensive for a small business. It doesn't matter if you're borrowing money from a bank. It doesn't matter if you're bringing an investor in, and certainly factoring, accounts receivable financing, any kind of capital that a small business has to acquire that they didn't either, it didn't come from their money or earned from profits, is expensive. Now, that's just, we can stipulate that, can't we, Tracy?
Oh, certainly. And I mean, expense can be above and beyond the actual cost. It can be a lot of the strings attached can lead
exactly
to expense.
Well, for example, and the thing is one of the reasons why I know that I mentioned it this week specifically is because we talked about the Fed meeting this week. The Fed had their open market committee meeting, I guess it was Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I always talk about what I call small businesses' world of prime plus. You know, the prime rate is 3% over the Fed funds rate, which is currently about 3.25%. But no small business I know, maybe one out of 1,000, get prime rate from their bank. Small businesses live in the world of prime plus. Prime plus one, prime plus two, three, four, five, and the dreaded prime plus six. It happens. And as you say, fees and other things, strings are attached to that. So every small business owner has to get over that. And if you don't have the money, you're going to have to get it somewhere. It's going to cost you a little bit. Now, factoring is, and I have to say, Tracy, one of the reasons why it's so expensive is for us, it's worth it. We've got to have it, and everybody knows that. But when it comes to factoring is not like a loan. It's more like bringing in a financial partner, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's truly in its rawest form. It's an off balance sheet transaction because you're taking an asset, the receivable, and you're actually selling it to a third party. In that sale, it's important for the small business to know what is coming to them as a benefit other than just the capital.
Mm-hmm.
In that sale, if you've got credit protection where you sold the asset on a non-recourse basis, or if it's just credit scrutiny where the factors reviewing and analyzing on an ongoing basis the credit of your customer, and then the fact that the factor will continue to follow up on that invoice until it's paid, and on an ongoing basis, to a certain extent, small businesses can outsource that aspect of their business, thereby offsetting the cost of that HR element onto the factor.
Now, some of you out there, everything that Tracy just said is absolutely true. But let me break this down for you, and some of you may not understand all the terms that Tracy just gave you, and it's okay, it's understandable, completely understandable. It doesn't mean that it just means that you're not familiar with the terminology. But in simplest terms, you make a sale, and let's say you sell something and you've got $1,000 coming in when you deliver this product, when you construct something or whatever it is that you're doing. But between now, today, when you sell the product and the day that you deliver it, you've got expenses that are involved. You've got to fund the raw materials. You've got to make payroll. You got to get it in until you can collect that cash and acquire the profits. You've got to fund that transaction, and that's funding the growth of your business. Well, if you don't have the capital to fund that, to make that payroll, to buy that inventory, et cetera, then you got to go borrow it from a bank, or you got to get it from somewhere else. And what a factor does is they drop into the middle of that transaction and give you some percentage of that $1,000 accounts receivable transaction that hasn't happened yet, that hasn't been paid yet. They give you cash for that. And then now, Tracy, tell us how you resolve all that as the transaction plays out.
Well, once the factor, assuming you've gone through all the underwriting,
the factor being you,
right,
your company,
we step in, purchase the invoice, advance to the client, and then from that point, we're following through with the customer as to the status of the invoice and when it's going to be paid.
So now you would give me $1,000, or would you give me $900?
On your $1,000 invoice, it we would have a set advance rate. On that advance rate, it's anywhere from 80% to 90%.
Okay, so somewhere from
split in the middle. Let's say I gave you $850.
Exactly. So folks, so between, let's say that on this $1,000 transaction, you're going to make $300 in gross profit, and the other $700 of that $1,000 is what you have to pay for the raw materials, for the labor, et cetera, et cetera. And so, which are not part of the operating expenses. And so Tracy's company would give you $850 in advance at the moment that you showed them the invoice and that they approved it, right, Tracy?
Correct. Then upon payment from the customer, we have what's called the reserve left, the remainder of that $150, which in turn is refunded back to the client on an ongoing basis. You obviously, you've got transactions going on,
right,
with a client on an ongoing basis, and so it's a constant ebb and flow of new collateral coming in, advances going out.
And what would I pay net? Let's say in our little demonstration world here, there is just that one transaction. What would I wind up paying you for the advance of that $1,000 for, let's say, a month?
Well, if it was just that one transaction, we wouldn't be talking.
No, I know that, but just for demonstration purposes.
For demonstration purposes, I mean, you could be anywhere from a point and a half to I've heard some companies get up to 4 points.
Okay, all right. So you're going to pay a little bit for this, folks. But if it's cash that you need, if it's working capital that you need, you can't do without, it's worth it. 20 after, we're going to talk some more about factoring and accounts receivable financing, right after asset-based financing, I should say, after these messages. Stay with us. Walk in the room, see a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. We're back, it's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. And subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. By email, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to check out my blog, which we update on a regular basis. My knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is right off the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check all that out. Don't forget our Brain Trust members. Tracy Eden is the newest member of our Brain Trust. And he doesn't know it yet, but Tracy, we're sort of like the Hotel California here. You can check out anytime you like, but once we find you, you can never leave.
Okay.
And your company, Commercial Finance Group, tell us a little bit about it and how we can find you online.
Well, our website is cfgroup.net. The company started in 1974.
As a small business. Yeah.
Basically, the two partners capitalized the company and started renting space and said, let's go find businesses that we can help that need financing.
You know, you're across the United States and some international business as well, right?
Yeah, we've had offices in Australia for about 25 years.
Yeah.
And we've been in Europe for 12 or 15 years.
Good for you. You'll have to come back another day, Tracy, and talk to us about doing your kind of business in those countries, because I could see how that would be a very interesting story. Would you do that?
I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that. Let's get back to factoring. Folks, factoring is one way for a business to capitalize, for a small business to capitalize their business, especially, Tracy, when maybe you've maxed out at your bank, your banker, your maybe your credit, your overall credit is not quite enough to make a banker happy. They've got shareholders, they got regulators breathing down their neck, and they got their, and it's going to get worse. One of the classic customers of a factor, to me, it seems to me, Tracy, is a young growing company that hasn't quite established the kind of balance sheet that a lot of banks want. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd answer that twofold. There's the young startup that realized they were undercapitalized. They came into the startup of the business and maybe shot a little too low with how much money that they actually need. SBA says that's 80% of the businesses that start.
Yeah, I think
the first year or two,
that's conservative.
They realize that they're totally undercapitalized. The flip side of it are those that may be tenured, that as a result of how they've got their debt structured, they're now leveraged. And leverage is the big voodoo of the economy today.
Right.
So
right.
Banks immediately are very concerned when they see that much debt being piled up on a company, mm-hmm. with the amount of equity that a company's got, and they deem it unsustainable. So factoring can come in and really help provide that liquidity in either one of those situations.
Well, the reason you have a business and are able to do business is because of Blasting Game's third law of small business, Tracy, which states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And because we're all undercapitalized, for the simple fact that there's always some place to put the money.
Right.
There's never a time when we have an extra buck that the business isn't screaming, I want it, put it here. And it's always going to be that way. And so consequently, and if you want to grow, if you want to grow at 8%, then you've got to grow your profits at 8%, unless you're going to bring in, otherwise you got to bring in money from somewhere else, a bank or a factor. And now, one of the do you help companies wean themselves off of factoring? Because factoring typically is just a little bit more expensive than a bank loan. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
No, I totally would agree with it. I will say one caveat to that. There are some industries that have kind of honed themselves to work along with factoring for more of a long-term situation. These traditional industries that you'll hear some factors talk about with respect to apparel,
mm-hmm.
Shoes,
right.
Carpet, furniture manufacturers or distributors, things
right.
like that. But in general,
does that get into almost floor planning kind of thing?
Not so much that as much as those type of clients look very heavily to us from a credit perspective.
Right.
If I'm purchasing the asset non-recourse, I'm taking a big risk off of their shoulders.
Non-recourse means if he buys it from you and it goes bad, you're not responsible for it.
Unless it's performance.
Yeah.
You put blue shirts in and they ordered white.
Yeah. No.
Files for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
The factor eats it.
And that's part of the risk they take, and that's what they charge you money for, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
That's part of what they charge you for. And but my
for
question...
For the rest of your businesses out there, I do think it's a matter of utilizing this as a tool. And as with any craftsman, you pull tools out of your tool chest and
right.
you put them away when you're on to the next
exactly.
level of a project.
But my question is, do you help companies, do you advise them on weaning them, if they get to a certain level, do you help them transition from using you all the time to maybe mixing up bank loans with factoring and then maybe finally they just outgrow you? Is that something that you do?
That's a success story for us. 85% of what we look at comes referred to us by a bank.
Right.
And our target is to put it back in front of that banker when the company appears to be more in line with what the bank requires.
Give us that website again, please.
It's www.cfgroup.net.
Cfgroup.net, and any small business anywhere in the country can work with you, right?
You got it.
Okay, check it out, folks. Hey, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We got more to talk about. Thanks, Tracy Eden. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.